This is an executive summary of 1031 versus 721 exchange, key differences and when to use each. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The 1031 exchange and the 721 exchange are often mentioned together, and both defer capital gains tax, but they're fundamentally different strategies leading to very different outcomes. A 1031 exchange trades your property for other like-kind real property, keeping you in direct real estate ownership with the flexibility to exchange again. A 721 exchange contributes your property to a rights operating partnership for units, moving you into right ownership, generally a one-way transition that offers diversification and liquidity but gives up the ability to exchange again. Choosing between them, or using them in sequence, depends on your goals, staying in direct real estate versus transitioning into a right. There's even a powerful combination, the 1031 then 721 path, that uses both. This guide compares the 1031 and 721 exchanges, their key differences in control, liquidity, diversification, and flexibility, and when to use each. The core difference between the 1031 and 721 exchanges is what you exchange into and end up holding. A 1031 exchange trades like-kind real property for other like-kind real property. You exchange your property for another individual property, or properties, ending up holding direct real estate. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.